I wish to welcome the Honorable Mahahisa Sato. State Minister for Foreign Affairs of Japan and his delegation to Uganda, and thank him for attending this commissioning ceremony for the source of the Nile Bridge. This ceremony is one of the manifestations of the NRM government's success of the partnership between the governments of Uganda and Japan. The government of Japan has been a close partner for the last 56 years. The government of Japan has been helping us in the last 56 years. We also help them by buying their products, especially importing Japanese cars. Before independence, what I normally tell you is that what you call history, I call current affairs, because I was there. Before independence, only British-made cars were being sold in Uganda. The Austin, the Anglia, Vauxhall, I remember those cars. Soon after independence, I started seeing cars from Germany, Mercedes-Benz, Volkswagen from France, Peugeots, and from Japan, Toyotas. I started seeing those vehicles. With independence, we were able to diversify our trade links, and we have been buying a lot of things from Japan. It's good, therefore, that they also, in return, help the way they have been helping. In these years, 56 years, we have received a total of $1.22 billion from Japan in the form of aid. Japanese also buy our products. We export coffee, tea, oil seeds, and fish. Uganda's imports from Japan include vehicles, iron and steel products, machinery, and mechanical appliances. Japan, through its Japan International Cooperation Agency, JICA, has, in addition to this bridge, financed the following projects under various sectors. Number one, the project for improvement of Gulu Municipal Council roads in northern Uganda. Number two, the upgrading of Atiak Nimre Road. Number three, the Northern Uganda Farmers Livelihood Improvement Project. Number four, interconnection of electric grids of the Nile Equatorial Lakes Countries Project. They gave us very good machines for substations to distribute electricity. Number five, Kampala flyover construction and road upgrading project. Very soon you will see flyovers in Kampala to help decongest Kampala. Engudo ezita mbanga. That will mean that the Kampala people will travel at the low level, and the ones who are going through travel at higher level. I've been happily informed that out of the 760 staff at the peak of construction, 90.5% of the contractor's staff were Ugandan engineers, technicians, craftsmen, and laborers. Out of 33 staff of the supervising consultant, 67% were Ugandan engineers and the works inspectors. 80% of reinforcement steel for high-performance concrete was sourced locally in Uganda. I am happy to note that the project has been completed within the cost and budget and almost within the planned time frame, i.e. in 48 months. I want to thank the contractors, the consultants, and the project management team for working together to complete the project. I wish to thank the Minister of Works and Transport and her team for the supervisory role they have played in the construction of this bridge. I wish to thank the Executive Director of UNRWA and her team for the technical support they have rendered to the project. I also thank the contractor and consultant for the job well done. In Uganda, this is a season of big, big projects. This is one of the big projects we are commissioning. However, there are other big projects we have commissioned or we are going to commission soon. They told you how recently I was at Entebbe, commissioning the Entebbe Kampala Expressway. In the coming year, we shall be commissioning a number of hydropower projects and so on. Now, in these projects, we have got a lot of people, like those engineers and technicians, working with the outsiders to gain experience. I congratulate you for working with the Japan is not only assisting us in these projects. Recently, I bought very good equipment for the roads from Japan. Yeah. Which I gave to the districts. So you should look after that equipment well. So therefore, with those few words, it is now my honor to declare the source of the Nile Bridge commissioned. And to thank the Japanese government for the support they gave us. Thank you very much.